A painting company in Nolensville is still fielding criticism after firing 18 Latino employees. They skipped work last month as part of the Day Without an Immigrant boycott. A deluge of negativity has targeted Bradley Coatings, Inc. on social media and review websites, and a protest came to the front door on Wednesday. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
These dozen protesters, mostly white union members and two Latinos with workers' dignity, found the company's tinted glass front door was locked. So they taped their demands to it, and they chanted while knocking and peering inside.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Nolensville police arrived within minutes to move them off the property. The company's attorney hasn't wavered, saying the firings weren't over free speech and that Bradley has long employed immigrants. But the employees were warned they could not skip out on time-sensitive work. Demonstrators like construction worker Mark Poole say this firing is one example of what's at stake for workers' rights and for immigrants.
Anytime people with like minds can come together and stand for something that they believe in to show either the government or just the community of racism and bigotry that it's wrong, then we're doing what we're supposed to as American people.
Protesters say a few of the dismissed employees have found work elsewhere, and they're not especially hopeful to get the others reinstated. The company says it has backfilled most of the jobs. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.